KFIZ News Time is 9:39. Thanks for joining us this morning here on KFIZ as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios. This is hour number two of the show here on a Thursday, 12th day of August of 2021, and it's time for our consumer chat this morning. Each month around this time, we take some time to make you aware of consumer news and issues with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And joining us here this month, per usual, is Michelle Reinen from DATCP. Michelle, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
It's August, and that means it's back to school time, so I know a lot of our conversation today, Michelle, is going to be centered around some back-to-school information, and more specifically, information about making those big purchases. And, you know, more often than not, folks probably think about, you know, big purchases like TVs and computers and stuff like that when you're sending a student off to college. But now with schools using, you know, Chromebooks and stuff like that, that might be required purchase this year, or it might be something that a parent or guardian or aunt, uncle, whatever it may be, is looking to purchase for their child this year. So when we're making those big purchases, what are some tips we need to keep in mind as we make that purchase for back to school this year?
Yeah, we want people to compare products online by features and price before you purchase. And we'd ask that so you are making sure that you're doing that apples to apples comparison, if you will, instead of oranges to apples. Something might look like it's at a great discount in a fabulous buy. But when you look at it and look at those details and description and that fine print, if you will, you could be lacking a number of features that could be necessary for the school year for your student, whether it be kindergartner to college age student, or it would provide a great limitation as to the growth of the student. And depending upon the size of the investment you're making here, you want the tablet, the laptop, that smartwatch, or even a scientific calculator to be able to grow with your student and be useful for a number of years if possible. So paying attention to that so you don't have any buyer's remorse later on. But really paying attention to those too good to be true prices and offers on those hot ticket items, because there's this great potential that it could lead to an imposter or a fake retailer website where you're going to be making a purchase, or so you believe you are making a purchase, hand over your financial information, and yet you find out that website is just a scammer posing as a retailer, doesn't have any inventory, you're not going to get a product, or it'll take 60 days to get the product, and it's not as described, and then there's no return policy on it as well. So, you know, those deep discounts can really be misleading or misguide you off the path of a retailer that you would normally do business with and feel confident in. So paying attention there. And then another thing to really consider is think hard before purchasing those extended warranties, because there can be some pretty complicated fine print that will allow that provider to reject claims for many different reasons, and you may think you're going to be covered when really you're not. And a number of very reputable companies provide pretty solid warranties on their devices, especially if there's problems within that first or even second year. So doing that hard comparison there to see if you really need that extended warranty and if it'll provide the value you think it will.
And when you talk about discounts and you mentioned watching out for those too good to be true prices, obviously if you know you've purchased a computer before, maybe you know for an older sibling of a younger student that maybe you're purchasing for now, you know, it's pretty obvious what a you know a too good to be true discount is, right? Like if you see a computer that maybe in the past you've purchased for say $500 and you see it for sale for, you know, $100 or less, that has to be a pretty big red flag, I would assume, correct?
Yeah, that's a really good point. If you have experience purchasing this for other kids, you're going to better recognize that too good to be true offer. But if you are shopping around for the first time for a student potentially, and you see something that is incredibly discounted over other retailers of the same product with those same features and model, you need to question that. You know, that's going to be the way that you can recognize that red flag when you may not have that baseline shopping experience. Now, maybe there's something great about it because the other fine print to pay attention to is it might be that you're purchasing it during a very limited time period, or that maybe it means you have to wait for its delivery. You know, there may be some detail that allows for that great discount. But again, paying attention to that and understanding it going in, you know, eyes wide open about it.
Speaking of discounts, and usually around this time of year, and there'll probably be more as we get closer towards, you know, the start of September, but you'll see some of the major retailers or even some of the online ones promoting, you know, back-to-school sales where you can get, you know, great deals on this, that, and the other thing. Any tips for folks as they try to navigate those kind of sales? Anything when it comes to, like, the fine print for those sales they need to be watching out for?
Yeah, the quantity that you may need to purchase to get that deep discount, you might not have to buy quite a few of them, or maybe it's reversed. There's going to be restrictions on the number that you can buy. It might mean you have to buy the last year's color of it, and that might not be what your student wants. Could be the sales hours, that there's no returns, no rain checks if they're out of stock on those things. So, you know, not things that are scams, but details you need to pay attention to that you're not going to be able to just swing in there at 9 at night and get that price because there could be limited inventory or, again, that sale was only for 9 to 10 in the morning type situation. So those are other things you just need to be watchful of and know about going in. And then when you are getting something on sale or at that discount, watching that cash register as you go and making sure that those prices are marked down as promoted in accordance with the sale that as it's been posted.
Right. If your son or daughter really wants a blue laptop and you can only buy the gray one, that might be kind of something you need to pay attention to, right?
Yep. And you're going to have to decide the value of the blue over the gray.
Sure. Yeah. And another thing, too, for folks out there, I'm sure the school supply lists, I'm assuming it's been a while since I've had to shop for school supplies, but school supply lists, if there is a piece of technology like a graphing calculator or whatever, I would assume and I would hope that school districts would spell out clearly what is needed per the class or course requirements, and those obviously can be pretty basic or pretty advanced depending on what you're looking at too, with a thing like a graphing calculator. So that could be a whole other issue at hand. We're speaking mostly about laptops, but there are some other small electronics, as you mentioned, Michelle, that people are probably shopping for this time of year too.
Yeah, and again, you're right. Hopefully the school is going to outline the features that are needed so you don't overbuy, and you certainly don't want to underbuy the features either so the student can be successful in using that device. And that may be a situation where, it may not grow with the student. It might be a one-year-and-done type device that's needed, and so it could be something where you could pass it down or look at alternatives for purchasing a used device. But you're going to want to check it out and be careful of the platform that you're using so you don't encounter a scammer. Pay attention to who you're purchasing from. Can you check it out in person versus just online? And then, try and check out that seller to be sure that you actually get that device delivered to you.
We're talking to Michelle Reinen from the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection for our August Consumer Chat. Sticking with kind of the tech theme, Michelle, I know folks at DACCAP are working hard to highlight some of the more common scams that are out there, and I know the scam spotlight, so-called, this month is actually tech support scams. So what do we need to know about that here this month?
Yeah, we are trying to, instead of just tell you about the scam, give you some of the stories we are hearing from consumers so you can see that these things are real and how people are living through them and navigating these spaces as well. But imagine in this case that a warning suddenly pops up on your computer screen, and it also provides an alarm, a siren that begins to blare from the speakers of your computer, and then there's these instructions appearing that tell you to call a phone number. So, you're caught off guard, you're just doing something and this happens, what are you going to do? Well, this consumer dialed the phone number, and they were told that a foreign hacker had attempted to break into the computer system, and the person on the phone was granted access by the consumer to their computer, and they then let them work on servicing the computer for about 45 minutes. The consumer was then charged $299 to complete that security work, And then a tech sold them another $499 protection package. And so after that initial anxiety passed, the consumer questioned the need for the work, contacted a different computer repair company that was more local, who suggested that they may have fallen victim for this scam. So when the business was contacted by the consumer, they agreed to refund the $499 for the protection plan, but they wouldn't give them the $299 back for the work that was done. Once DadCap got involved, we were able to, from the parent company, get that refund. But this is just an example how you can so easily be caught off guard. And one thing that can be really helpful is to think through this scenario and come up with your response plan, if you will. You hate to think we have to go there, but if something alarming happened to your computer, who's your first call going to be to, or how are you going to respond to that, as opposed to just doing what the screen tells you to do, so you can deal with that situation? You know, do you have a backup system in place? Not only is the computer backed up, but do you have that go-to person or that tech support service that you can rely on to help guide you through a situation like this?
Yeah, those high-pressure sales tactics, especially if it's something important like your computer, you need it for work, you need it for school, you need it for doing financial transactions, you know, you want it to work, and you can get taken off guard, especially if there's something like a siren involved. That's usually not something we hear coming from our computer, and it's usually not a good thing. So you could see how that would be kind of a scary moment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when things start going wrong, you just sit there and go, oh, no, what do I do?
Right.
You know, like you freeze there.
Yeah, absolutely. You had some information, too, about phone solicitation that was received by one person in the state about device security, too.
Yeah, exactly. This one came by phone. The consumer agreed when they received the call to pay $500 for lifetime security for their device, and the company called occasionally to check in on the consumer's device and even offered and provided some help for some situations and different issues the consumer was experiencing. After some time, they received another phone call stating the protection being provided was no longer strong enough, and so the consumer agreed to pay an additional $1,200 for stronger services, you know, this after the original $500. And then a few months later, they received an additional call indicating, again, they needed stronger service and paid another $637 for that additional, you know, service or stronger service, if you will. The company, when contacted by DadCap, denied contacting the consumer for additional payments, but yet these payments were made, so it was pretty easy to track there. But over $2,000, you know, nearly $2,300 for protection services, lifetime security, that was paid just based on a phone call in a threat that they were having, you know, security issues with their device. Again, another situation where it would be really good to have that go-to person to consult with as it relates to your computer and what type of plan and security you need.
Michelle, if people have questions about anything we talked about this morning, or they need to file a complaint, or they just want to learn more about stuff like back-to-school shopping and get some tips, how can they do that?
Contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-422-7128, or just go to our website at datcp.wi.gov.
Michelle, thank you as always. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Michelle Reinen joining us from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection with our August Consumer Chat. Again, the phone number 800-422-7128, or go to datcp.wi.gov. Always informative conversation.